We'll begin our chapel this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for this morning comes from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 and 12. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you." Hopefully most of you still know what this is, a heavier road atlas, not as common today in our age of smartphones and GPS, but I still own one. As a kid, I loved maps. I still do. There's something fascinating to me when I open up a map or look through the pages of an atlas and see all the roads and features laid out before me, observing how the geography of the land shapes the layout of cities and highways, being able to look at a whole area at once and see how it all fits together. As a child, when my family would take our vacation road trips, I would often try to plan the route. I'd pore over our Rand McNally Atlas and look for the best routes from our home to our various destinations, writing out directions, what highways to take, when to stop, where we might go each day. But rarely did my plan happen. My parents usually won out. As we all know, trip plans often don't go as planned. Detours, roadblocks, weather, and various other unforeseen events can derail even the most carefully laid plans. We may make them, but rarely do they go just as planned. Not so with God. The prophet Jeremiah, in the chapter from which our text is taken, is speaking to the exiles in Babylon. He gives them a message from the Lord, a message of comfort to a people who were very much in need of it. They've been captured by a foreign nation, by Babylon, and taken from their homeland. This was not according to their plan. They no doubt longed to be back in their homeland of Judah and Jerusalem. To them, God's words here are a sweet, comforting gospel reassurance. He tells them that all of this was part of his plan for them. In the verse prior to our text, God informs them exactly how long they would be in exile, and that he would, in time, bring them back to their homeland. We read, "For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place." The Lord would graciously preserve them in captivity and bring them back to the promised land. Wrapped up in that promise was the promise of the Messiah, of course, that would come from that remnant, the very reason that they would be preserved. So even though they were frustrated and confused by the events that they were going through, perhaps wondering, "Why, Lord, is this happening?" the Lord comforted them with the message that his plans would be carried out. The Lord promised that these plans were to give them a future and a hope. As his chosen people, not only the immediate future and hope of their return from exile, but more importantly, their eternal future and hope, that they would be redeemed by the blood of the Messiah who would descend from their own people. So what does this promise mean for us? If we take a close look, we can see the Lord's hand in our lives as well. Much like my childhood vacation plans, we may have a plan mapped out for our lives, or for those of us more advanced in years, had one, only to see those plans change. We sometimes see those plans hit a roadblock or detour, so that they go in a way that we are not anticipating at all. Sometimes our own sinful actions and choices can cause a change in those plans, much like not following the directions on a map or taking a wrong turn alters the planned route. Perhaps you woke up this morning with certain plans for the day, but the day isn't going quite like you thought it would. Maybe you had plans for this school year back in August, but now, more than halfway through it, those plans aren't going as you hoped. Perhaps some of you look back on the years of your life and see how the course you had laid in your mind for your life was changed, sometimes drastically. Maybe you're undergoing that drastic change in your life's plans now. Sometimes we may even question God as to the wisdom of the course our life is taking. If any of these are the case, these words of our text from Jeremiah give us comfort and hope today, just as they did the Jewish exiles in Jeremiah's day. As children of God, believers in his Son, our Savior, our Messiah, we can be confident that the plans God has for us, the course our lives take, are intended for our welfare and not evil. Even when our own sinful choices and behavior lead us down a path that God never intended us to take, even then, because we are his children, bought by the innocent blood of Christ, the Lord works the consequences for those sinful choices and actions for eternal good. The Apostle Paul echoes this truth from Jeremiah beautifully in his letter to the Romans. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What a wonderful, glorious promise of God's grace. He chose us from before time began to be his justified and eventually glorified children. If he planned that out before we were even born, how much more will he work all for good to us, called according to his purpose? In the book of Proverbs, it says, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." As planned road trips may run into many obstacles, so may the plans of our life. But the question is, what are we going to do when those obstacles occur? Are we going to question God, lament our misfortunes, feel guilty about our misguided choices? Or will we place our trust and faith in God, knowing that he will carry out his plan for our life? Will we complain and grumble, saying that my life is terrible, I don't have anything to be happy about now? Or will we be a light and encouragement to others when faced with difficulties by accepting them with joy and faith? Will we realize that the ultimate goal and purpose for our lives is to spread the message of salvation from sin, so that God's ultimate plan for all, that all may be saved, may be accomplished? It's not easy to feel joyful when our life doesn't go how we want it to. How do we capture that joy and remember God's promises in difficulties? Notice what God says in our text after he gives the promise. "Then you will call upon me, and come and pray to me, and I will hear you." Being assured of his promise that his plans are for our eternal welfare and future hope, we are to come to him in prayer and call on him daily, and he will hear us. So we can have confidence that no matter what happens in our earthly lives, the ultimate plan of the Lord will prosper. Souls won for him to eternal life in heaven, both ours and many others. May the plans of the Lord, plans for our welfare and not for evil, give us each a future and a hope. Amen. We'll close our chapel this morning by singing hymn 521, verses 1 and 2. 521, 1 and 2.